Welcome to the Dennis Prager Show. I hope you had a good weekend. I am blessed that virtually always I could say I did. And I walk around with a lot of gratitude. The key to a good life is gratitude. So today, is it today? I think it is, right? So let me get this straight. In Los Angeles, I'm broadcasting from right outside Los Angeles, Glendale, California, which is its own city. So in Glendale, you at this point, do you have to show a vaccination certificate to get into a restaurant or... Well, what about... Oh, but wait, salons, that is hair salons, nail salons, the like, that's L.A. County, correct? And that, I believe, does begin today.
L.A. City.
No, L.A. County? I think so, because I live in L.A. County, not in L.A. City, right. And I don't believe I can get a haircut where I live. Take a look. So look it up. L.A. County salons. I think that would probably get it for you. But anyway, in L.A., listen to this. From the Los Angeles Times, which of course is for anything that deprives people of freedom except abortion. Is this the beginning of the end? Kim Prince asked during a recent phone call. We have been in a period of pivot. I just want a fried chicken. On Monday, Prince, who owns Hotville Restaurant in the Baldwin Hills Crenshaw Mall and all other restaurants in the city of Los Angeles, will have to pivot again to comply with a new ordinance that requires customers to show proof of a vaccine or a negative COVID-19 test to dine indoors. Enforcement of the ordinance, which covers shopping malls, movie theaters, beauty salons and other indoor activities, will start November 29th. Oh, so. Thought it starts today. No, all right. It's bad enough, November 29th. And remain in effect until the city lifts its COVID-19. By the way, what do they think? So are people dropping dead until November 29th? What is the thinking of the people who are ruining Los Angeles in every possible way? What is their thinking? Eric Garcetti, Barbara Ferrer, is that her name? Ferrer? The head of health. As I said last week, if you have a degree in public health, I think of you as I do those who have a degree in gender studies or education. You really got your mind twisted and your ability to think clearly very, very profoundly hurt. They're ruining more businesses. God, well, I so feel for these people. Where I live, it's mostly Vietnamese who run nail salons for pedicures, manicures. And they came from Vietnam. None of them had it easy. It's an incredibly difficult life. I just finished a 900-page book on the Vietnam War. And the end, which was about... It was very short, the end, because he really does deal with the war. It doesn't deal with what happens after the war. But after the war, the number of South Vietnamese whose lives were destroyed by the communists is so large. That's why they were boat people. People risked being murdered by pirates on the seas, drowning in their crappy little boats because of their crappy little boats, being eaten by sharks, and the women risked being raped on the high seas to get out of the communist hell that all communists create and will in the United States, if allowed. And then they come to the United States penniless. And they work their way through a nail salon. And then the left in America destroys them. The left in Vietnam destroyed them. And the left in America will destroy them. And the beauty of being on the left is you think you're doing something good because there is no moral compass on the left. I used to think it was broken. I don't think it exists. And I bring you examples every single day. Why is it, what is it, L.A., New York, San Francisco, any other cities are having this ordinance? Isn't it quite something? Big cities, which I always consider to be the worst places morally in any society, and Democrats. That's it. It's a horrible combination. I have more evidence that Philadelphia may be the most destructive city of its own people. More evidence of that that I'll offer later. It took a long time for me to realize how terrible the grip of the left is on Philadelphia. But I finally awoke because too many stories came from Philadelphia. People still vote that way. If it's a big city, it's been ruined. There's an article. Wait, did you send me the article of a sort of luxury condominium building in San Francisco and what's happened to its street?
I didn't, but I know the story.
Did you see that story? Yeah. They're afraid to leave their building. Yeah. Homeless, some of whom are violent, some of whom leave fecal matter in front of their apartment building, and I'll bet that most of the people in that building vote Democrat, and I'll bet they still will. I don't think there's anything Democrats could do to ruin people's lives that would convince 20%, one out of five, to vote Republican. So deep is the brainwash. We're for the little guy and the Republicans are not. It's so deep. It's a deeper brainwash than any other single thing in society. We're good, Republicans bad. The amount that has come out now, which I'll talk about later, about the Hillary Clinton campaign being behind the gigantic, the biggest lie of my lifetime, Russian collusion with the Trump campaign. I called it a lie from the outset. It was so obviously a lie. This country was transfixed. The New York Times, Washington Post, LA Times, your newspaper colluded in the biggest lie in American history for 2 years. Will they rethink what happened? Will they say they're sorry? 25 years ago, I wrote, being on the left means never having to say you're sorry. Correct? Correct.
They won Pulitzer
Prizes for it, that's right, for investigating a lie and compounding the lie. The new mandate will bring with it a minefield of potential failures and confrontations for all businesses affected, but owners of restaurants in areas of lower vaccination rates believe their survival is especially precarious. The left doesn't care if little guys survive. Get it? They care about Target. That's who they care. Amazon. That's what they care. Walmart. Little guy, you are probably a Republican, you little entrepreneurial piece of crap. They're happy if you go out of business. Then bigger is more left and more controlled. One thing I don't want to do is to have to ask every single individual, can I see your card, Prince said. In the 90008 zip code where Hotville is located, only 54% of the people have been fully vaccinated. Now listen to this, 64% of the residents are black, 24% are Latino, only 6% are white. So what's going to happen when he tells a black guy, you can't come in my restaurant? 50 years ago, it was because of Jim Crow laws. Today, it's because of immunization laws, vaccination laws. Something, huh? How we have regressed. I don't know what the solution is, she added, but what I do know is that businesses are already suffering and they are going to suffer to the point of closure. That's right. For not any good reason other than the love of power and the hypochondriacal fear, the maniacal fear that pervades the left about this and global warming.
The Dennis Prager Show.
Hi, Dennis Prager here again with a message for anyone struggling with pain. Of course, I want you to know about Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that tens of thousands are now taking every day. I take it every day. I like being out of pain. But I know you may be skeptical. I certainly was. Then I kept hearing about all the people, including my wife, who were no longer in pain. So I decided to give it a try. In fact, listen to Janice's story.
I was skeptical at first. But because of the pain that I was having when I would substitute teach and have to climb stairs, so I have lower back, hip, and even knee pain. And after about 3 weeks, I found that I could climb stairs pain-free. But it wasn't only pain-free. I could do it step over step without holding on the railing. I'm really happy. It makes me feel like I'm young again.
That's relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384.
Looking back at the years gone by like so many summer fields.
What a sick time we're living in. I wrote in the, I don't know, when did I write it? Last spring, a year and a half ago, I wrote a column. What was it titled again? A Dress Rehearsal for a Police State. And I was right. That's what this is. And in a typical fashion of a police state, what happens is it begins with a cause that a lot of people support. Oh, of course, the unvaccinated are scum. Selfish scum killing innocent people. Of course, they should be ostracized from society. There are some people who believe they shouldn't be treated in hospitals. Oh, murderers, rapists, torturers of children, they should be definitely taken care of. That's the Hippocratic Oath. But the unvaccinated, let them die, because they deserve to die. I believe that half the vaccinated people in this country believe that the unvaccinated deserve to die. So if they think we deserve to die, and even though I had COVID, which is natural immunity, which every study I have read except the CDC, whom I believe are professional liars, and I will be publishing that tomorrow, just a summary of some of the biggest studies in the United States, not to mention the gigantic one in Israel, that natural immunity is more robust than immunization. And that's what they believe, that we should die. You're not vaccinated, you deserve to die. During the AIDS crisis, can you imagine if people would have said, hey, listen, you had sex through the rear of the human being. I won't say the official title because kids listen. And without a condom, you deserve to die. Imagine if somebody would have said that. You go to a bathhouse and you don't use a condom, you deserve to die. Why is that any different than, oh, you're not vaccinated? You deserve to die. And then they think of themselves as the compassionate crowd. A lot of self-delusion on the left. However, this is what I think is the most interesting, not necessarily most important, but certainly most interesting story of the weekend. The governor of the largest state in the United States has disappeared. Has he come in public today? Is there any news on that? So it's 11 days now. For 11 days, the governor of California has not been seen. That's a big deal. Especially since the highlight of his year, going to Glasgow, is taking place, and he's not there. The lieutenant governor of California is there. And he says, it's family issues. So if it's family issues, what does that have to do with your disappearing? So fine, you can't go to Glasgow because of family issues. But you can make a video. Hi, everybody. I'm fine, and I'm taking care of the state, but I'm now dealing with personal issues, and have a great day. Fine. Why did he do that? Nothing. Silence. And it started right after he got his booster shot. There's no explanation. I'm not saying it's because of the booster shot. How do I know? But you would think that a fanatic pro-vaccine man like Newsom, like all Democrats, would then go public specifically to reassure people it's not the booster shot. Look, I'm fine, everybody. So any speculation that I am hurt because of the vaccine is nonsense, is misinformation. Why doesn't he say that? Even if you hate the unvaccinated, don't you want the governor of California to say it isn't the vaccine? It's one of the rare times the vaccinated and unvaccinated can agree. Let him say it's not the vaccine. I'm fine. Now, here's a question I don't know the answer to. Could you take a look? How much has Newsom's disappearance been covered by the mainstream press? Even the LA Times or San Francisco Chronicle, let alone the New York Times or Washington Post, it is not a little deal. Governors don't disappear, let alone the governor of the biggest state, let alone the governor of the biggest state when the highlight of his life going to Glasgow for another conference on how to bankrupt the Western world is taking place. It's going to happen this winter. If this is a cold winter in Europe, they're in for a very big price. Maybe you will shake people up, although it's hard to undo propaganda. Last week, I came out with a comment, which will be one of my continually stated comments. I have a series of those. Like everything the left touches, it destroys. But here's another one. And I just recently realized it. Most people think love and hate are the most powerful emotions. I have learned in the last year that that is not true. There is a much more powerful emotion than love or hate. Fear. What you can do to people's minds with inducing fear, the answer, anything. Fear. That's the key. The left works on it. You'll die. If you don't die of COVID and from the unvaccinated, then you will die from those who oppose solar panels. We'll be back.
The Dennis Prager Show.
Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and top picks on the best coins and bullion. As environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should too. Call Nick at AmFed Coin and Bullion to find out more. I've been friends with Nick for years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. That's a very big statement, by the way. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com, AmericanFederal.com. Hi, everybody. Steve Moore, one of my favorite people, senior economist with FreedomWorks, free market think tank. He has a free newsletter, Unleash Prosperity. It's required daily reading. His most recent PragerU video a month ago is all about the budget bill, the bankrupting of America. Over 2 million views and counting. Hello, Steve Moore. Okay, do we have Stephen on? All right. Are you there, Stephen? Okay, Anna, my friends, I always apologize to you for the technical goofs that take place. I don't know why such a simple thing as talking to a guest is challenging, but I guess it is.
Hi, Dennis.
All right, it worked fine now. All right, good, I got you on Skype. You're the first, my first Skype interview on my radio show.
Well, I'm glad I'm your guinea pig, but it's great to be with me. Can you hear me okay?
It's clear. It's actually clearer than a phone. That's great. Okay, so I got a lot of questions for you.
Yeah.
And this is unrelated to economics. Are you aware, because you don't live in California, are you aware that Governor Newsom has disappeared for 12 days?
You know, I was not aware of that until I just heard what you were saying on your show.
Exactly. Proves if Stephen Moore, one of the most in touch with current events people in the United States, doesn't know, doesn't it fascinate you?
Well, where is he?
That's right. Where is he, especially given Glasgow, something he had ached to attend? Not a word, not a peep, not a 1 minute video, nothing.
It's astonishing. I remember when Mark Sanford, I don't know if you remember this.
Yes, I know. He was in Argentina with a lover. Okay.
I don't
know. Hey. I wouldn't say a word.
I wouldn't say a word either. It's amazing, though. How can he's the third or fourth most important elected politician in America, and he's not on the job at a time of crisis. We got rising gasoline prices. We have rising inflation. We have a border crisis. I mean, what are these guys doing? I mean, I would say the same thing about Joe Biden. Why in the world did he spend 2 weeks in Europe when we have a crisis here in America? And he, by the way, all he did when he was in Europe is pass out federal tax dollars to all these countries.
Is that right? Go ahead. Explain that.
Well, first of all, he went to Europe and said, remember how Trump said you had to pay your bills for NATO? Oh, you can forget about that. There's a new cop in town. We're not going to charge you for that anymore. And then it turned out that the Glasgow climate change summit, Dennis, was just a shakedown. So the poor countries went to that Glasgow and said, we want $750 billion from Western countries, read the United States, or we're not going to participate. And Biden said, sure, we'll pay that up. And don't forget, the other two countries that were not there in Glasgow were the two biggest polluters.
Yeah, Russia and China.
China.
So he actually, this is something I did not know. He said yes to $750 billion money transferred to the third world?
So the poor countries said, this is just a shakedown. They just want money.
Right? No, that's clear.
Right. So they showed up and said, we're only going to participate in this conference if you agree to pay us $750 billion. By the way, not one time, every year, $750 billion. And the United States and Europeans said, okay, we'll cough that money up.
I'm sorry for the silence. I am blown away.
It's stunning. It's stunning.
Now, wait, I just want to understand something. How can a president of the United States promise hundreds of billions of dollars without congressional approval?
Well, good question. How can the president of the United States try to impose a vaccine mandate?
That's right.
On all the
That's correct.
Yeah. I mean, what's going on, Dennis, this is one of my pet peeves. We have a legislative branch. We have three branches of government, right? And the legislative branch makes the laws. And yet we now have and by the way, this has been going on for 25 or 30 years. The Congress is now delegating lawmaking authority to the executive branch. And so Congress doesn't vote on these things. And you get what I think is one of the most unconstitutional measures I've seen in a long, long time, this vaccine mandate that no member of Congress voted on.
All right, back in a moment with Stephen Moore. You should get his free newsletter. It's terrific. Unleash Prosperity. Where do you go to get it? Unleash Prosperity.
Just go to Committee to Unleash Prosperity website and sign up. And by the way, unlike Joe Biden's claims, this one really is free.
Good man.
The Dennis Prager Show.
When running a business, HR issues can kill you. Wrongful termination suits, minimum wage requirements, labor regulations, and HR manager salaries aren't cheap. An average of $70,000 a year. Bambi, spelled B-A-M-B-E-E, was created specifically for small businesses. You can get a dedicated HR manager, craft HR policy, and maintain your compliance, all for just $99 a month. It's a lot less than $70,000 a year. With Bambi, you can change HR from your biggest liability to your biggest strength. Your dedicated HR manager is available by phone, email, or real-time chat. From onboarding to terminations, they customize your policies to fit your business and help you manage your employees day-to-day, all for just $99 a month. No hidden fees. Cancel anytime. Let Bambi help. Get your free HR audit today. Go to Bambi, BAMBEE.com/Prager to schedule your first free HR audit. That's BAMBEE.com/Prager, spelled BAMBEE.com/Prager. Hi, everybody. I'm with Stephen Moore, the great economist and free market advocate. His free newsletter, Unleash Prosperity, is available at, what is it again, Stephen? Give me the website.
Let's go to the website, Committee to Unleash Prosperity. By the way, that's Committee to Unleash Prosperity. That's a group that was founded by Larry Kudlow, Steve Forbes, Art Laffer, and me. And
wow.
So I send it to you for free.
That is quite a quartet.
There's something I've got to bring up, you know, this morning on your show, because it's really important. What happened on Friday night, late Friday night in the House of Representatives, was a betrayal. A betrayal by 13 Republicans who handed Nancy Pelosi a major victory on a sham infrastructure bill that's spending $1.1 trillion that we don't have. You know this, Dennis. I talked about it with you, two or three weeks ago when I was on your show. It is not an infrastructure bill. It's a green energy bill. It's the Green New Deal. It's subsidies for Tesla and windmills and mass transit projects. By the way, they want to continue the funding of that crazy. How much have you spent on high-speed rail in California?
Yes.
Something like 40 or 50 billion?
Yeah, something in that arena. That's correct.
How many people have traveled on that high-speed rail train?
Zero.
Zero. $40 to $50 billion down the drain. And we spend money in Washington like it's M&M's candy. And now they want to spend another $50 to $100 billion on that sham thing. So explain this to me, Dennis. Why would 13 Republicans, after what happened on Tuesday when the voters repudiated the Biden agenda, why would they do this? And I blame Kevin McCarthy, and I'm friends with Kevin McCarthy. He's from California, but he did not whip this, and Pelosi did not have the votes to pass that bill.
It is astonishing. It truly is. So my theory, which I wanted to bounce off you, I thought you would have a better answer than I. My theory is it's great money for their districts, and that is more important to these Republicans than the country.
I think, unfortunately, you're right. There were pork barrel projects. There were earmarks for special districts. Democrats bought these votes, but I would have thought that Republicans would have put the principle of this. I mean, my God, we already gave the states $1.9 trillion, remember, in March.
That's right.
So this is $1.1 trillion.
The key thing is what you said, money we don't have. Let me read their names. Don Bacon, Nebraska. Brian Fitzpatrick, Pennsylvania. Andrew Garbarino, New York. Anthony Gonzalez, Ohio. John Kotko, New York. Adam Kinzinger, Illinois. Nicole Maliotakis, New York. David McKinley, West Virginia. Tom Reed, New York. Chris Smith, New Jersey. Fred Upton, Michigan. Jeff Van Drew, New Jersey. Don Young, Alaska. These are Republicans who have nothing in common with the conservative principles, basic moral principles, that your country comes before money for your district. So do you think that's the number one reason that they bail the Democrats out?
No, I think so. Well, for some of them, for others, they bought into this lie that this is an infrastructure package.
How do you buy into that? No, I don't understand. Well, what if they called it an investment in Topps baseball cards? Would they buy that?
Here's the thing. I mean, if I had been the Republicans, I would have said this. And incidentally, it's not bipartisan. The Republicans had nothing to do with writing this bill. Pelosi wrote this bill herself with her Democratic colleagues. They never even consulted with the Republicans. And Dennis, what the first act of Joe Biden was when he became president?
The first act of, the pipeline.
Yeah, this is a guy who says he cares about infrastructure. And by the way, that pipeline costs nothing. That one is free. It's paid for entirely by the private sector. He killed that while he approves the pipeline from Russia to Germany. And then he says this is an infrastructure bill. And Republicans said, when you approve the Keystone Pipeline, we'll talk about infrastructure. But my God, there's so much money in this bill for mass transit projects. Why is it that a company, Tesla, right now, is the third most valuable company in the world? It has a $1 trillion market cap. You get that? $1 trillion is the worth of this company. Why does the federal government have to shower it with subsidies?
It's a disgrace. And I think of the small business owner getting clobbered.
Yep.
And Tesla getting billions.
Billions.
It's unbelievable. So tell me this, what I'm not clear on. Do you think that these Republicans who voted for this one will vote for the bigger one coming up?
Oh, God forbid. Remember, we talked about this 3 weeks ago. This is the worst bill that I've seen. I arrived in Washington in 1984 when Reagan was president. I've been proud to work for Ronald Reagan and Donald Trump. That's pretty cool. And everything that we have done to accomplish, whether it's work for welfare reforms, with supply side tax rate reductions, whether it's limited government and whether it's education choice, all of these things are in jeopardy. I could be on your show for 2 hours and tell you all the horrific things that are in this bill. We need every single Republican. Why is it, Dennis, there are only two Democrats out of 257 in the Congress? That's less than 1% are against a massive spending bill that would bankrupt our country.
Because I know you're asking this rhetorically, but I would just like to answer it nevertheless. Everyone left of center believes in government. I would like you to hear, we have a minute. Sean, please play for Stephen Moore what the head of the DNC said last week. Steve, this is something for you to embed in your mind and send out even. It's just one line from a press conference that Jamie Harrison gave.
It's sad to see where the Republicans party's going because they have become a party of fascism and fear. And those are the two things that really motivate them right now.
No, that's not the quote. The DNA of the Democratic Party is what I wanted. That was bad enough. You know, imagine that. The head of the Democratic Party says the Republican Party is fascist.
The DNA of Democrats is that we believe in government.
There you go. That's the answer, Steve. The DNA of Democrats is that we believe in government. I'm with Stephen Moore. Is Stephen still there? Yes. Hi, Stephen. You're looking good, by the way. Where are you? You're in the Washington area?
It is the most beautiful day in Washington, D.C. and Virginia. It's been beautiful ever since Glenn Youngkin won a great, great victory.
Oh, yeah.
Swept by state. And I've been meaning to tell you, because you just played that tape about how the Democrats are blaming their tremendous loss in Virginia. And by the way, I think if it had been an honest election in New Jersey, I think that, that's the third most corrupt state in the country politically. I think that the Republican who got outspent 5-1 would have won that race as well. This was a referendum against everything the Democrats are doing. And it was also parents. I saw parents in Northern Virginia who voted Democrat their whole life, who were so incensed by this war on parents in schools that they, for the first time ever, voted Republican. Now, the Democrats, I was watching an election night. They said, oh, the Democrats, the Republicans ran their Southern strategy. That's a code word for a racist strategy.
Right.
How is it, Dennis, if it was a racist strategy that Glenn Youngkin in most districts in Virginia won a majority of the Hispanic vote? Did you know that? He won the Hispanic vote in Virginia.
Well, these charges are not made based on facts. So, look, the lieutenant governor is a black woman. Republicans exactly. voted and nominated her. That's quite a racist strategy, getting blacks elected.
She is a superstar.
She and certainly is.
I've heard you say this. The thing that would terrify the Democrats more than anything else is a beautiful, articulate black woman on the Republican ticket. That watch where that woman wins some Sears goes. Many of the networks did not carry her speech,
which was
incredibly powerful. I love that woman. She's amazing. I think she's going. She's going to be the next governor of Virginia after Glenn serves his 4-year term. And I wouldn't be surprised if sometime soon she's not on the Republican presidential ticket, because we are the party of inclusion. We are the party that is advancing. Under Donald Trump, I saw President Trump on Thursday at Mar-a-Lago. We have the lowest black unemployment rate, the lowest black poverty rate, the lowest Hispanic unemployment rate, and the lowest Hispanic poverty rate in the history of the United States. And yet they call him a racist.
Yeah. Well, they called Larry Elder, my friend, the black face of white supremacy, Los Angeles Times columnist. There you go. All right, my friend. I want to remind everybody that Stephen Moore is a great PragerU video, the Bankrupting of America. Go to PragerU.com and see it. Get his newsletter, which is Unleash Prosperity.